It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. A former federal prosecutor is returning to Michigan to lead the U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit. Matthew Schneider was named interim U.S. Attorney by the Justice Department. He's also been mentioned as a candidate for the full-time post, but President Trump hasn't nominated anyone in Michigan yet. Schneider was an assistant U.S. attorney for 8 years before he joined the state attorney general's office in 2011. Jack, what else can you tell us about Schneider?
Well, he's a conservative, obviously. He's close to Bill Schuette, who praised him yesterday, and I think there's no doubt that he's qualified. The bigger question is, why have we gone without a federal prosecutor in Detroit, one of the biggest jurisdictions in the country, for nearly a year, for nearly 10 months? Sessions fired at probably Trump's orders, Barbara McQuaid, I think, back in March, and we've been kept hanging. It's also, he's a reasonable candidate for the full job. I'm surprised he just didn't nominate him for the full job, but we'll just have to see what happens.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is going after legalized marijuana. He's rescinding an Obama-era policy that let legalized marijuana flourish across the country without federal intervention. The move will let U.S. attorneys in states where pot is legal decide whether to aggressively enforce federal marijuana law. Michigan just started accepting applications for medical marijuana licenses last month. There's also a group pushing to put recreational pot on the November ballot. Jack, do you think this will throw a wrench in things?
I think this will create a mess. The fact of the matter is that the use of marijuana, certainly medically and pretty much recreationally, is broadly accepted in society now, whether anyone likes that or not. And it sounds to me almost like prohibition, except in prohibition, you didn't have the states trying to legalize alcohol. And so you have to wonder whether the best use of federal government's limited resources is chasing down people and fighting with states over marijuana. Certainly, most sensible people would agree there ought to be some regulation and all of that. But as we found out in the 1920s, you really can't prohibit alcohol. And if you have millions of people who want to use marijuana, I don't know how you stop them.
Republican candidate Bob Young has withdrawn from the 2018 U.S. Senate race. Young is a former Chief Justice for the Michigan Supreme Court. He told WJR that to win, the Republican nominee has to be a lock before the primary to beat incumbent Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. He said the Republicans need to gather around a candidate as soon as possible, so he's reducing the competition. Two candidates remain. Good strategy here, Jack.
It's much the same reason I have decided not to try out for the Detroit Tigers baseball team or run for Pope. The fact is, politics and baseball are sort of alike. In spring training, there are going to be some people who think the Detroit Tigers are really going to do very well this year when everybody knows they're probably going to finish last. And last summer, Republicans were all hot for the idea that they could beat Debbie Stabenow. And now, with the cold light of facts staring at them, Debbie Stabenow is a consummate campaigner. She's got at least $7 million socked away. Former Chief Justice Young could only raise a little over $100,000. And basically, he got out because A, he couldn't get the money, and B, reality may have dawned on him that he had little or no chance to win. So now the front runner is a man named John James, a veteran who nobody ever heard of before. And there's also a guy named Sandy Pensler who has lots and lots of money. I would not advise you to bet the mortgage on anybody beating Debbie Stabenow.
Minimum wage in Michigan bumped up again with the start of the new year. For most workers, that jump is from $8.90 an hour to $9.25. A group is trying to get a measure on the November ballot that would drive up that figure to $12 an hour by 2022. Business groups have expressed concerns about that idea. What's the best move for the state?
Well, it depends on your perspective. If you're a business owner and want to pay workers as little as possible, you want to keep the minimum wage down. If you're a minimum wage worker, obviously you want more money. It may be instructive to note a couple things. Number one, even if it went to $12 an hour and you worked a 40-hour week all year, there would still be less than $25,000 a year. And most minimum wage jobs have minimal or no health care benefits. Also, the minimum wage now, when you allow for inflation, is less than it was in 1968. So there's a lot of argument to be made for the fact that we'd do better if we paid people better, but it'll remain to be seen if they can get this on the ballot. And if they do, there probably will be some kind of legal challenges to it. So this will be a saga that will go on for some time.
All right, Jack, thanks so much, and I hope you stay warm this weekend.
This weekend, my policy is to fight for the minimum cold, and so far, I'm losing.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.